For your latest Manchester City headlines, I'm Tom Hill. Bernardo Silva has been speaking about his experiences of playing against the club. He had the two Champions League games he played for Monaco against City in 2017. He admits those games took his life in a different direction. City beat the French champions 5-3 at the Etihad but lost 3-1 in Monaco. As a result, they exited the competition. So Bernardo had the experience, of course, kick on and eventually moved to the reigning Premier League champions. He said, "Those two matches changed the course of my career. I saw him outside the mix zone when we were both doing interviews. He came up to me and said, 'Congratulations. It was that time that we want to play in the Premier League. End of the season, City asked me to come. It was a dream come true and a very easy answer. Pep's demands when I first arrived were something I really liked,' he said. In two other news, and City have received four nominations for the prestigious FIFA Best Football Award for 2021. Pep Guardiola, Kevin De Bruyne, Ellen White and Lucy Bronze have been all included on the shortlist for the coveted awards. Two expert panels, one for women's football and one for men's, selected the candidates for each category. City boss Guardiola is amongst the nominees for the Best FIFA Men's Coach Award. In two other news, and we'll start with Newcastle United. They're both looking at, of course, keeping their players, both City and Liverpool, but recent reports have suggested that Newcastle are looking to try and sign Divock Origi, Liverpool, and Oleksandr Zinchenko in January. Only loan moves for now. Of course, they're hoping to try and get some more experienced players to get them away from relegation before planning for the future in the summer. That's all then for the latest Manchester City headlines. We'll have more news later.